I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. There are calls for a boycott and other unrest on the eve of Libya's first election in nearly half a century. The elections tomorrow will produce a 200-member transitional parliament as the first step toward writing a new constitution. The vote comes 8 months after Muammar Gaddafi, Libya's authoritarian ruler for four decades, was ousted from power and killed by rebels as part of the Arab Spring uprisings. Since then, Libya has been racked by violence between tribes, resulting in the deaths of hundreds of people. Nearly 3 million Libyans have registered to vote tomorrow, but understandably many are wary of what will happen after the elections. The BBC's Rana Jawad reports on a Libyan songwriter inspired by the possibility of democracy in his country.
How do you fix a country that's so broken it stuns? It's gonna take more than weapons now. It's gonna take more than...
This song, composed by a Libyan musician for the upcoming elections, lays bare all the challenges that Libya's soon-to-be elected rulers will face and the questions so many Libyans are asking.
How do you fix this country? Do you know what to do? Please stand up and tell us loud. We've been waiting for you.
This will be Libya's first national poll in decades, ushering in a 200-member constituent assembly tasked with appointing a new interim government and a committee to draft a constitution. It's been a rather hurried and dull campaign, with the candidates unsure of how to get their message out to the electorate. But this hasn't dampened the enthusiasm of voters.
I'm pretty excited about the elections. I think it's a good step to stabilize the country. And yeah, I'm going to vote.
We will try, you know, this first time in this country, you know. But hopefully it'll be fine. It'll be exciting.
At the headquarters of Al-Watan, or the Nation Party, a young man sprays air freshener into the sleek waiting room. This is one of the largest parties fielding dozens of men and women as candidates. But because they have a key member with former links to Al-Qaeda, this party is seen by some as having links with militant Islam. Not so, according to its spokesman, Mehmet Gula.
We are not an Islamic party. We are not a religious party. We are a national party with an Islamic reference. This party gathers everyone.
Along with Al-Watan, there are a number of Islamic parties and independent Islamic candidates running in this election. Though there are no signs of any extreme religious parties gaining any political ground, some Libyans worry that religion will rule the new assembly. Mohamed Bousir, a political activist, is nervous that voters will unknowingly legitimize Islamic dominance.
The head of every organization, government organization in Libya, is from Muslim Brotherhood. And they are running in the election with more than one party.
Mohamed Bousir is campaigning for another key issue for this elections: federalism. He's from the eastern city of Benghazi, where a growing number of people have been calling for the decentralization of power, and where some recently called for an election boycott, calling for a greater number of seats in the assembly. They're fearful of being economically marginalized and say the interim National Transitional Council hasn't taken their demands seriously.
They have done hunger strikes. They have gone outside to the street. They have done demonstrations. They were very colorful and singing in the street, asking for the NTC to listen to them. They do not want to listen.
How do you fix a country? How do you clean out our minds from all the weight that's pulling us down?
The Libyan who composed the song, Sami Siraj, like many voters, realizes the transition to democracy will not be quick or easy.
I think it's going to take multiple elections for us to really see the change that we want, to see the experience levels build. Obviously, there's a unique situation in Libya in that we don't have institutions and experience in politics, really at all. At least one generation, or even perhaps two generations, have denied that completely.
But not anymore. Today, everyone is talking, criticizing, debating, agreeing and disagreeing. It may be a confusing and slow process, but for many Libyans, it is their first taste of democracy.
That report from the BBC's Rana Jawad in Tripoli, Libya. Coming up, if your kid's never served in the military, but you've done pretty well financially, do you feel that you should donate to families that did serve? That's in 30 seconds. Here and now.